Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke. We got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian, the big guy, this afternoon. Yes, again. Brian is off in Waukesha constructing a fantastic brand new studio out there in Waukesha. Getting ready for some big news that we got going on here on this little network of stations we got going on for next week. Brian's working hard to make sure that not only are we all moved into our brand new studios here in Madison, the Solidarity Realty Studios, broadcasting on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. He's also constructing some brand new facilities, Jesse, for the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. So the man is hard at work, and then we felt it was necessary to alleviate a little bit of the stress on his schedule and have...
I'm like a weird, confusing dream that you can't shake off in the morning until you've had your third cup of coffee.
You've just very graciously agreed to be able to step in for the big guy this week while he is hard at work so that he doesn't have to worry about necessarily getting his mind right for a show for an hour.
It has nothing to do with my vanity and being like being in front of a microphone. Nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah, you just happen to be here for this hour every afternoon.
That's in the neighborhood.
Yeah. These are new studios. Oh, it smells great in here. Well, welcome to the big show, Jesse. Really glad that you were able to join me on the airwaves this afternoon. And folks, if you want to participate in this great show, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. Send us your tangents, because that's what Dueling Tangents is all about. But we've got a number of stories that we want to weave together in a tapestry of Wisconsin headlines this afternoon as well, Jesse. And there's a pretty big one to start, and that is the
bombshell.
I don't think it's that big of a bombshell. I think it was kind of it surprised me a little bit, but I wouldn't necessarily classify it as a bombshell. But the cakewalk primary that was to be for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish to receive the Republican nomination for governor here in the state of Wisconsin this fall, that cakewalk is turning up to be quite a crowded primary.
It is, Jesse, a coronation no longer.
No, the farthest thing from it, because we got another candidate jumping into this Republican primary, Jesse, and that is state representative from Campbellsport, Timothy Rantham.
The thriving metropolis of Campbellsport.
Yes, I honestly had to Google this morning where Campbellsport is. And I'm pretty sure I've driven through it before, going to the Kettle Moraine. So
as a lad, we had a dog, and we took our German Shepherd to dog training classes up in Campbellsport. So I remember early morning drives out there.
Yeah, and that's more of your neck of the woods for where you grew up, correct? Yeah. And so
stone's throw from Port Washington.
Last summer, I went to one of the lakes up there in the Kettle Moraine. I caught up with some good buddies. We had a campsite for a couple nights, and yeah. I'm pretty sure I drove through Campbellsport to get up to the Kettle Moraine. So
it's the birthplace of the Milwaukee River.
Yes. And so once I kind of knew, I was like, oh, okay, so I'm familiar with the area. Campbellsport just didn't jump out at me. But if you're kind of scratching your head saying, who is Timothy Rantham? Well, you might have missed a couple of things, but he's kind of made a name for himself these past few weeks. And that's okay if you don't know him, because before a few weeks ago, he was more or less of an unknown state representative, Jesse. He's kind of
a backbencher.
A little bit of a backbencher, you could say. But he built an identity now and kind of a little bit of a cult following on the far right, because since the 2020 election, he's been kind of the one lobbying the idea that there needs to be an Arizona cyber ninja style audit here in Wisconsin for the 2020 election. He was making calls for it. He was kind of the thorn in the side of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, to the point where Trump got involved and the Assembly Speaker decided that,
Well, to appease the former president, we're gonna put something together, and that's how Gabelman got hired for this Republican authorized.
You're making Daddy angry.
Exactly. So Rantham had enough ability to kind of start the snowball that became the Gabelman investigation, which is more or less of a problem for Robin Voss right now because he's facing some allegations that maybe his office deleted some open records that shouldn't have been deleted in an open records request as a part of that Gabelman probe. So Voss has got some problems that pretty much started.
Of Rantham's creating, yeah. Which I find delicious.
Yes, and so it's curious to know if he's going to be creating some similar thorn-in-the-side problems for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and former Marine Kevin Nicholson, who is also in the primary.
Didn't Voss reach out to Nicholson and just tell him straight up not to run at some point?
Oh, I don't think he reached out to him, but it was at a public forum. There were reporters in the room, and he was saying,
yeah.
He essentially I don't think it was a Republican event. I think it was a state government event that he was meeting at that day, and he just urged Kevin Nicholson not to run. So, like you said, it was expected to be a coronation of former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and that's not the case anymore. And so Nicholson got in a few weeks ago. Now, last night, Timothy Rantham, State Representative Timothy Rantham, created a website, and it started circulating around. And then after a few short hours, I don't think it could have been more than 2 hours, Jesse, all of a sudden there was a Wix. This website is no longer
They pulled it down. They took their own website down, and it's not hard to see why. Probably because it was so embarrassingly put together.
It was really badly put together. The mobile format, it wasn't ready for mobile.
They are unaware of the existence of Squarespace.
But Squarespace isn't a sponsor, so we don't have to dive into what Squarespace
offers. I just mean, like, you know, it's like you don't know where to get a cheeseburger. You didn't know there was a McDonald's on your corner kind of a thing. Like,
yeah, it was fair. The mobile version had his name just spelled like per letter down vertically on the phone screen, except the TH, those two were together. Yeah. So it was a pretty interesting design of the website, and it got taken down. But now we've got some news stories because it's generated some press. The fact that Representative Rantham is going to be throwing his name in the ring because he has been calling in recent weeks he put forth a resolution to recall Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes from the 2020 election, which time and time again we've heard from pretty much every party involved that's not possible, it's illegal, and it can't happen.
And I heard Republican voters love recalls in general. That should bode well for him. Keep it up, Rantham.
Yeah. And so he's been calling for this to recall the electoral votes, and he's also the individual that was reprimanded by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, not for saying lies about the fact that the 2020 election was stolen, but he started lying about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss himself, and that's where Voss draws the line. So he had to reprimand him by firing his only staffer for alleging the fact that Voss signed a secret agreement with former attorneys for then presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, and that they together conspired to authorize drop boxes in the state of Wisconsin.
Was Voss were these drop boxes handing out pizzas too? Was Voss a part of Pizzagate?
No, popcorn.
Popcorn.
It's always popcorn related with Voss. Sure. Come on, you got to tie that into the conspiracy theory too. But that was what Rantham was saying. That was what got him his only staffer in his state assembly office fired. So that staffer is now working voluntarily and is being paid, from what I can tell, through political contributions, which is pretty strange.
Dubious legality.
Yeah, people are donating for the staffer that was fired essentially by Speaker Voss. So there's some questionable legality things going on with that nature of the relationship of Rantham's state assembly office now, but he's thrown his hat. He's filing paperwork to run for governor, and he's already got an endorsement, Jesse. Can I give you one guess of who Representative Rantham's first endorsement was for his race to be the next governor of Wisconsin?
I don't know. I got a crick in my neck just thinking about it.
Probably because you slept on one of this guy's pillows.
Oh, hell no, I did not.
The MyPillow executive, Mike Lindell, CEO Mike Lindell, has endorsed Representative Rantham in his bid to be the next governor of Wisconsin. And so that's pretty much the company that he keeps. And it's... It's pretty fascinating, and this it kind of begs the question, Jesse. So this what was expected to be a coronation, a cakewalk to the nomination for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, shaping up to be a crowded primary. So what is it about Rebecca Clayfish that just doesn't necessarily do it for the former president? Because, you know, he was caught.
Rampton would not be running unless he had some wink and a nod from the orange. Velveeta Jesus.
Former President Donald Trump was promoting Rampton's bids to recall the state's 10 electoral votes. Yeah. He was applauding him for that effort. So I have a feeling that they've probably been in some decent communications over the past few weeks since that resolution was introduced at the Wisconsin legislature, in the Wisconsin legislature. And so I have a feeling that former President Donald Trump is probably A-okay with Timothy Rantham throwing his...
Tim's his guy.
Yeah, he's probably the horse that he's backing in this race, because if I can remind you, Jesse, former President Trump was urging former Congressman Sean Duffy to get into the race against Rebecca Clayfish before Nicholson and Rantham indicated that they were joining.
Well, they've got a lot in common with the whole, reality TV show star.
Yes,
thing.
The MTV star versus the Apprentice star.
Sure.
So yeah, definitely some overlap there. But it just begs the question for me. What about Rebecca Clayfish's candidacy does the former guy not like enough?
It doesn't make sense, because she checks off a lot of boxes all on policy. She's never said the wrong thing about... the big lie. It's got to be something personal. I think.
You think, right? It's personal? Has she not?
She
kissed
didn't
the
bend
ring?
The knee. She didn't kiss the ring. She didn't let him grab her. Who knows what?
Whoa.
But in some level, they are not Valentines, apparently.
Yeah.
Because this would not have happened unless Trump gave the okay to do so.
Right. So I want to hear from our audience, listeners. What do you think? What is it about former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish? Because she seems to be the perfect candidate. She's already saying that she's going to sign off on all these Republican proposals amid this silly session that aren't going to go anywhere because they're going to get vetoed by Governor Tony Evers right now. But she's indicating that she would sign off on them. So what is it about Rebecca Clayfish's candidacy that the former guy and some Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin just don't like? Give us your call, 844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts on why Rebecca Clayfish isn't going to be coordinated the Republican nomination for governor here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in, but we're taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Headline of the day, another contender enters, Jesse. Timothy Rantham running for governor.
One more contender in
Wisconsin.
Ring.
Yep. We'll be right back.